Good morning! Good morning, everybody! And welcome back. It feels wonderful to be back at 10 a.m. Aren't you guys glad we're back at 10 o'clock? I know some of you were with us last week when we were on at 9 p.m. and it felt a little weird, but I'm glad that so many of you joined us. But today, we're back at 10 o'clock and it's a little chilly outside. I just want the record to reflect that I do not like the winter. As many of you know, I am a summer girl. So this coldness is not feeling too good to my bones today. But we just thank God that we are here, and we are so honored that you are with us today. All right, y'all know what time it is for me. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Surprisingly enough, Charles didn't laugh at me today. Well, I can't believe it. I guess he said, I'm used to this, y'all. Welcome, everyone, to the Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because what? We are going to the top this year. Now, I know a lot of you guys are saying, oh my God, it is October, and I still believe that we have the opportunity to go to the top in our businesses this year. It's not over, guys. It is just October the 6th, and we still have a little bit more time in 2014. So I want you guys to utilize these last 3 months of 2014 and make sure that you are doing every single thing that you can to go to the top this year. I am Teresa Royale Brown, president of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network Net. And on behalf of Charles and myself, once again, we just want to say thanks. Thanks, thanks, thanks. One word today, thanks. For taking time out of your busy schedules to be on this call with us. We just don't take that for granted. We know you guys have things to do. We got things going on as well. But what did we promise you guys this year? That we were going to do this call every single week. Every week, not 1 week, not 2 weeks, every single week. And these calls are done to jumpstart you, to motivate you, to inspire you to stay the course in your business. And for those of you on the call, I'm looking on the call now and I see a few folks that do not have a business yet. But I know that, again, this year is not over yet. So we're just praying that your business will come forth this year. What's the word that I keep speaking out? Restoration. Uncommon favor and double blessings. I keep speaking that out, and I actually had a meeting with somebody earlier last week, and she actually prayed a prayer over me when we departed the meeting, and I hadn't even told her about our Monday motivational calls, and it was so interesting because in her prayer, she said, I pray, Lord, uncommon favor, double blessings, and restoration. And it just made me stop in my tracks. I'm like, how did she know that? Because I've never said those words to her. So that was a confirmation for me. And I just thank God for her. So I'm telling you guys, just keep speaking that out. Everything that has been lost in your lives, every business deal, every contract, everything that has been lost will be recovered by the end of this year. You just got to keep speaking it out. Keep speaking life over your situation. And I'm telling you, things are going to start turning around. I believe that. I receive it. So it is spoken. It is so. Touch the phones. We didn't do this last week. I forgot. So touch the phones and speak this one sentence out. Y'all ready? All right. Speak out. I am restored. I am restored. Say that over and over and over today. I felt led to just say that one simple sentence. I am restored. Something really powerful when you say, I am. And what did I tell you guys that Ilanya said after those words? When you say, I am, anything that comes after those words is going to come looking for you. So say, I am restored, and watch the restoration happen in your life. Now, I try to do a quick weekend recap every Monday, and just a real quickie recap. This was a weekend of rest. I really wanted to do some things this weekend that were not business related, so I did a lot of resting, especially yesterday. I didn't really do anything except for go to church, and I actually had an opportunity to go to a high tea at a lady's house that I just met recently, and it was just phenomenal. And I believe that we have to do that more. We have to take time to really rest. And Sundays are supposed to be a rest day. I know some people actually use Saturday as their rest day. But whatever day is good for you, make sure that one day a week that you really do honor the Sabbath and keep it holy and try not to do any work. Just really take some time for you. So that's my quickie recap. And I want to tell you guys that he's back. I'm so glad he's back with me. Oh, what are you mouthing to me, honey? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot one other thing. Saturday, I actually had the opportunity to go on a gospel cruise to celebrate Melanie Inspires Thomas, her anniversary for her organization, One Love International. I forgot about that. Yeah, so like I said, this weekend was just a rest weekend. I just did fun stuff, and I didn't do any work, and so it might hit me in the butt later, but I had to just take some time. So, yes, I forgot about that. Yes, I had a great time hanging out with Lady Melanie Inspires, met some of her awesome friends and connections, and really, really, really enjoyed myself. So congratulations again to Melanie Inspires on her one-year anniversary. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. And then also shout-out to B. Scott for opening up her home and really being the hostess with the mostest on yesterday. So that's my quickie weekend recap. And so let me reintroduce my amazing, awesome husband. He is back with me today. None other than
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. Good morning, good morning. And welcome to all on the call today. It is a beautiful day outside. Sun is shining. As my wife said, it's a little on the cool side. Actually, my favorite time of the year.
Ooh.
It is autumn. Yeah, nice and cool. It's football time. It is Thanksgiving time coming up pretty soon. Just happens to be my birthday, if anybody's thinking of any gifts. But welcome. Welcome on the call. You guys could have been, especially my entrepreneurs, could have been anywhere else doing anything else this morning, and you have chosen to be on the call with us this morning. And not only do we say thank you, but we feel privileged. Thank you very, very, very much for being on with us this morning. We're looking for an exciting time on the call this morning. We have an excellent guest. I'm excited and looking forward to hearing what she has to say this morning. But before we get too far into the call, we definitely want to open up the right way that we open up every call, every experience, every event that we put on with EPNET. We cannot forget where we come from. For those of you who are entrepreneurs, if you think back to when you were starting your business and you really wanted it to take off, you really wanted it to just move forward and grow, and you're constantly in prayer, God bless my business, bless my business. Fast forward to today, I know a lot of you are making big money. When we get to the point of making that big money, we still can't forget where we come from and who it was that brought us there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're going to get started with a word of prayer. If you can, bow with us. If you're at work this morning, you probably don't want to close your eyes and put your head down. Somebody's going to think you're sleeping on the job.
Don't do that, y'all.
Just keep your eyes open. Pray with us in spirit. Same for you all that are behind the wheel driving right now. Just be with us in spirit. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. We Thank you for this day that we have never seen before. We thank you, Father, for the sunshine. We just thank you for allowing us to rise up and see yet another day. For someone did not rise up and see this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We just thank you for everyone that's on the call right now, asking that you touch each and every person, each and every family, each and every business. We just speak blessings upon each and every one of them, wherever there is a need, whether it's financial, whether it's in business, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional or a family need, whatever it is, God, we just lift it up to you right now and ask that your will be done in every circumstance. In every circumstance, your will be done. Father, we just thank you for the blessings that we see even coming to us right now. We know that we have been believing for double blessings, but we now see them coming, and we give thanks. For those that we don't see, we give thanks in advance. Father, we just lift all these things up to you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen.
Now, looking at who all is on the call this morning, once again, we do have some new people. And a lot of times when we have new people on the call, the question comes up, who is Etnet and what do we do?
Well, I say this every week, and I know y'all are probably tired of hearing it, but...
I'm not tired of hearing it.
Etnet is a business relationship building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building those relationships. We bring them together so we can all do business with each other. And how do we do it? We do it through seminars, workshops, retreats, and Etnet networking experiences. And the wonderful, the awesome, the amazing Etnet Legacy Awards Ball that we have every October, where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year, guys. Woohoo! Ninth year.
9 years.
9 years. And we just sincerely hope if you have not been to an Etnet experience that you come on through, come on by, and come grow your business and your bottom line with us.
Exactly, exactly. Now, as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because a lot of times we get the question, you know, why do we even do the calls every week? You know, what are we getting out of this? A lot of times what we get out of anything is what we can do for other people. And I don't know if everybody's actually experienced that, but a lot of times that really good feeling is not when we've done something where we can just earn some money. Sometimes it's when we can do something for someone else and see someone else's business grow, or we can see someone else get blessed and just know that we've planted a seed and just sit back and watch that harvest in someone else's life.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I know that feels good. That feels excellent, actually. So we want to continue to do things like this. We want to uplift and motivate and just watch people grow and move forward in their businesses. Myself and Teresa, we really understand how it is for the entrepreneur. A lot of times you wake up, it can be that Monday morning, you're starting a new week. Things may or may not be going the way that you think they should go or according as to plan. And there's that feeling that I'm doing this all by myself. I don't have any help. And we just want everyone to know that, you know what, you do have help. You have people in your corner. You have people you can call, email, text. A lot of times we are up in the middle of the night burning the candles at both ends. So sometimes we're getting calls and texts at 11 o'clock at night. But we are here to help people in their businesses, and we have realized that that does go both ways. We have had a lot of people in our network just reach out and say, how can we help y'all with Etnet? How can we help y'all with your businesses?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that struggle is just as an entrepreneur. Sometimes that struggle is a situation like myself. I'm an entrepreneur, have my own business, yet at the same time still working full-time and just looking forward to that day where I can say, you know what, time for me to walk off the job and just do what I'm doing full-time. And that is actually near. It's a lot more near than I had even planned it. So once again, God is blessing, and as he blesses us, we are going to bless others.
Amen. You know, I say this a lot, but, you know, we've met some phenomenal people through the Etnet organization. I mean, just, I always try to rattle off some people off the top of my head. I mean, who have we met? Just awesome folks. Amy Vickers, Sylvia Henderson, obviously, Natasha Pierre, Melanie Inspires, Rosetta Thompson. I could just go on and on and on.
Awesome people.
Caritha Crawford. You know, just awesome folks that we have met through the Etnet experiences, and we just love them, and we just appreciate them. Even some folks that may not come a lot, but, you know, when they come, we just are just so brightened by their spirit. I know we had a recent FNET experience, and our girl, Felicia, step up your life. You know, Felicia, step up your life game. And I just love her. And, you know, it's just those folks that even if you don't see them all the time, you're just so glad that they're there. Kalima Matthews. You know, I'm just rattling off folks that I just know that come to our events a lot, and we just adore them, and we just appreciate them. So if you have not come to an FNET experience, make sure that you stop by, and make sure that you spend some time with us and meet those connections, because one connection can take your business to the top.
Mm-hmm. Just one connection. I'm thinking I got to give me one of those middle names.
Felicia, step up your life.
Step up your life and inspires.
Melanie Inspires. I love it.
I don't even know her real middle name. I think her middle name is Inspire.
I know. I keep saying this. Every time I see Melanie, she really is an inspiration. So I forget her last name really is Thomas.
Right.
So I'll be like, yeah, Melanie Inspires.
Exactly.
So I just love it. We love our FNET folks, and we just appreciate you so very, very, very much. All right, y'all know what time it is. It is time, y'all.
Uh-oh.
You know what time it is?
Here it comes.
It's time for our affirmation. Y'all ready?
It's about that time.
It's about that time. All right, let me see. Let me see who's on the call. I clicked in it for a second earlier, and I clicked out. Let me see who's on the call today. Oh, my goodness, Brother Lee.
Brother Lee on the call.
Brother Lee Willis is on the call. Brother Lee Willis is one of our absolute faithful FNET supporters. He started off with FNET as a gopher, and now he is he's director of development. Brother Lee's on the call. Let's see who's on
Brother
the call
Lee
today.
Is in the house.
Nicole Bailey is on the call today. Good
Mr.
to
Nicole
see you.
Bailey.
Good to see you, Lady Nicole. Everybody, wherever you are, please stand up as we recite our affirmation. I know some of you guys are at your jobs and you are not able to, but if you can, please, please, please stand it on up with us. Let's see who else we got on the call today. Taffy Wagner is on the call. Lady Taffy. Sister Taffy is on the call today. Let's see who else we got. Deborah Fulcher Grimes.
Sister Deborah.
Woohoo, ain't seen Deborah in a while. How you doing, sweetie?
Came back to hang out with her.
She came back to hang out. Rosetta Thompson, good to see you, sweetie pie.
Rosetta
is on the call. Uh-oh, there's my girl, Melanie Inspires. I didn't even know she was on the call when I was just saying all that stuff. Melanie Inspires. Hey, Melanie, had a great time hanging out with Lady Melanie on Saturday on the Gospel Cruise. Y'all missed it?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all missed the treat. It was amazing. It was amazing. All right, guys, come on. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to do our affirmation? Now, I said, for those of y'all who was on the call last week, I said we was going to unmute. And when we said amazing, I want all y'all to say it. Now, I don't know if I should, though. There's a lot of people on the call today. We got a lot of folks on the call. We might not be able to do the unmute today, y'all, because that's going to be a lot. But we got to do it one day. Well, you know what I'm going to do? You know that one time we opened up the call for everybody, and we let people shout out their businesses.
Right.
The only problem with that, we was on the call for a long time when we did that.
I think the sun was going down when the call was over.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
But what we'll do, we're actually going to schedule it out, and I'm going to actually let you guys know like a week in advance. Like, maybe I guess I did do a week in advance last week. But some folks wasn't on the call last week when we did it at nighttime. And that was actually kind of fun, guys. We did it at night. We had a lot of folks on the call, a lot of folks, upwards of almost 50 people, and that was a surprise for evening. But what we're going to do, we are going to open up the call one day, maybe in the next 2 weeks. So we'll give y'all 2 weeks' notice, and that'll give me time to really go through. That's going to take me a minute to unmute everybody. So we got a lot of folks on the call today, and we had said we were going to unmute it and let y'all say amazing all at one time, but we're not going to do that today, as I just saw how many people were on the call. Kalima Matthews is on the call.
Mr. Kalima.
Kalima. Uh-oh. There's my girl.
Another one.
Felicia, step up your life. Step up your life. She's on the call.
I got to give me a middle name. I got to get one.
See, and I had just shouted her out too. Ladies, Alicia is on the call. And Zafara Fitz, this is my girl, Zafara. She said she was ready. She was fired up. She cannot wait to say this affirmation with us. So we are getting ready to go ahead and say this affirmation. I can't shout out everybody. Of course, you know Sylvia Henderson's on the call because she's our guest today.
Sylvia's our guest today.
Yes, and I know Sylvia is already standing up, ready to do the affirmation. So, yes, Lady Sylvia, we're getting ready to go ahead and do this affirmation. Oh, my girl, Yolanda Everett Wilson, I see, is on the call. Lady Yolanda, we got a lot of folks on the call. Unfortunately, I cannot shout everybody out. We'll be shouting out people forever. But we appreciate you guys so much for being on the call with us. So now, as you guys know, we added a new affirmation statement. So for those of you who've been on the call the last couple weeks, you know what that statement is. And I hope y'all have been saying it every single day. Because every time people say that statement, a different feeling, a shifting comes over your life. So y'all ready to say this new affirmation statement with us along with the other ones? Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You ready?
We ready to get started? All right. Everybody nice and loud, like you know your business is just going to blow up this week, because it is. We are in the last quarter. We are coming down the final stretch, and we are just touching and agreeing together and saying it loud.
All right. Say it from your stomach, everybody. Say it like the singers be singing. They sing from their stomach. So I want y'all to say it from the depths of your soul. Ready?
I'm ready. I am.
I am. An entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. Now, of course, Charles always smiles at me when I say it like that, because y'all know that ain't even the right way that y'all say amazing. Okay? Felicia, step up your life. Now, I need you to step up your life, my lady, and say this word amazing from the bottom of your stomach. Sylvia, come on now. I need you saying it out loud and proud. Zafara, now I know Zafara's already doing it. So I ain't got to worry about her. So we're going to say that one more again, but I need y'all to say it like you really mean it. Y'all ready to say amazing like you're supposed to say it? All right, let's get it done.
I know Sylvia's standing there right now like, I know she ain't called my name. I am.
I am amazing.
Exactly like Teresa said.
Charles, now, wait a minute. Wait, y'all. Wait.
Like that. That's how you want to say it.
No, see, guys, Charles don't do it the right way. So I want y'all to encourage him. Charles, say amazing the way I just said it. Come on.
I'm trying to keep it cool for the fellas.
No. I bet you Lee said it. I bet you Lee said it exactly like I said. Didn't you, Lee?
I bet he didn't.
Lee, text me and let me know if you said it the way I said it. All right. Say it, Charles.
I am amazing.
Oh, Lord.
That was excellent. That
Lord, 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 Lord. That was not good, y'all.
That was excellent.
I want y'all to say amazing the way I said it. I am amazing.
Right now is when you should open up the line.
I know I should have. We're going to do it, though. We really are going to do it. 2 weeks. We're definitely going to do it.
I am.
I am consistent.
Consistent. I am.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable.
Are you laughing at me? Really? Y'all, Charles is laughing at me. Oh, my God. I cannot take it.
Remarkable. I am.
All right. This is our new affirmation statement. I want you to say this. Close your eyes. Speak it out. I am entering into my wealthy place.
Entering into my wealthy place.
We're going to say that again. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Did y'all feel that shift? Mm-hmm. I felt the shift in the atmosphere when we say that one affirmation statement. I am entering into my wealthy place.
Just walking right into it.
Mm.
Walking right into it. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And.
And.
Highly.
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 Favored.
Favored. Mm-hmm. And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do y'all believe it?
I believe it.
Do y'all really believe it?
I really believe it.
All right, if y'all believe these affirmations that we just spoke out, I want you to high-five yourself. High-five somebody with you. High-five the phone. High-five the car steering wheel you're driving. And say, I am taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo!
Not even asking for it. Not even going to try to get permission. I'm taking my business to the top.
All right.
Just going to take it there. And at the same time that we are taking our businesses to the top, moving forward, growing, doing extremely good things, phenomenal things, we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab someone else's hand, and take them right along with us.
Mm-hmm.
Put something into someone else's business. Speak life into someone else's business.
Yes.
So that they can come right to the top with us.
Yes, yes,
not
yes.
Leaving anybody behind. Of course, a lot of y'all know I'm former military. You can leave no man behind. Leave nobody's business behind.
That's right.
Take somebody right there with you.
Yes, yes, yes. And we say this affirmation before each and every FNet experience because why? We believe. We believe.
If I believe.
Keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, our circumstances, that it will, not it might, not it maybe, it will come to pass.
It's coming to pass.
It's coming to pass. Therefore, guys, speak life, speak good things, speak positivity, and watch your life, your family, your circumstances, and your business change. And it's going to change for the better.
Oh, yeah. And we've actually seen that. We've seen that change within our own businesses, within our own lives and finances. And at the same time, we've heard testimony after testimony, after testimony after testimony of this happening with other people's lives as they continued to speak it out. And I think we heard one of those testimony on last week's call.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And who do we have on the call last week?
We had Lady Natasha Pierre. Last week, y'all, if y'all missed last week's call, I know it was in the evening. I know it was at a different time, but I'm telling you, if you missed last week's call, make sure you go onto the website and listen to that replay. The title of last week's call was Entrepreneurs, How Do You Keep Fighting and Pushing When Your Vision and Your Sight Are Not Aligned?
And it was powerful. If
Oof,
you missed it,
Lord have mercy, that was a powerful call.
You don't have to continue to miss it. You can go right to the website, FNetOnline.com. If you need the spelling, it is E-P-N-E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E, FNetOnline.com. And click on Monday Motivation.
Yeah.
And you can also be blessed over and over and over again by Lady, as you say, Natasha Pierre. And once again, she was awesome.
Yep.
And what are we in store for today?
Well, first, before we say we're in store for anything,
we
got to get people ready.
Got to get people ready.
They got your notepads, your iPads.
I thought they knew that by now. Make sure you get ready to take some serious notes today because we have a powerhouse on the line. So, yes, notepads. iPhones, iPads, whatever it is that you take notes on these days, for myself, pen and paper.
Yep.
Pen and paper, getting it ready, and just getting ready to receive.
Yes, absolutely. She is back with us, guys. She's back. We're so pleased she is with us. She is one of FNet's Legacy Awardees. More specifically, she won our 2011 Legacy Professional Speaker Award. And I always, when I look at her, I always remember her. When she came and got her award, we played Michael Jackson for her,
oh, yeah.
And she really, she struck a pose And Maynard, our photographer, he captured that awesome pose when she received her award, and we just absolutely adore this woman. She is an author. She's a speaker. She's a trainer. And she's one of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Not only is she a nice person on the inside, she's a nice person on the outside. She is someone that can really help you get your ideas out of your head and get them implemented. And today, her topic is, are you going to make it? Fourth quarter actions to still get your ideas implemented this year. She's back, guys. It gives me great pleasure to welcome back to our call the one, the only, Lady Sylvia Henderson. Lady Sylvia, are you on the call?
Happy morning to you. Happy morning to you. Happy morning. I am ready.
Oh, my God. Lady Sylvia! Welcome back, Lady Sylvia. We are so glad you're here.
My dog just looked up at me and got up, left the room.
Your dog said, I cannot take it.
Exactly. Her dog simply said, I can't.
I can't, right? I can't. So, Lady Sylvia, let's jump right in. The floor is yours. We're ready to take notes. You go, girl.
All right. I wanted to shout out to Melanie. Congratulations on anniversary.
Yes, Melanie. Woohoo.
Yeah, my girl. And this is probably, I don't know if Natasha's on the line or not, but this is probably sort of a continuation of her messaging. So, because, I really want people to not underestimate October through December.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about fourth quarter, and when I was on the job working for somebody else, it was easy to kind of slough off and it's a holiday time, things are slow, and we still face this now when we call people and they're not there. But as entrepreneurs, we need to keep in motion, and we need to keep busy, and it's really hard this time of year. So, if it's not happening to us, it's happening to the people that we need to reach. So I wanted to give as many tips as I can squeeze in the next 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes maybe, to keep in action and to continue to get what you've been intending to get done all year long. There's still time. Don't look at your year and say, oh, man, I didn't get this done, and, it's the end of the year and there's no time. Uh-uh. Fourth quarter just started. So there's still time, and here are ways in which to stay in action and to actually accomplish something by the end of the year so that we are taking our business to the top. So here goes. I'm going to make sure people have notes, because notes, like you said, because I'm shooting this stuff out here. First, number one step. Pick one project. Pick one goal for the remainder of the year. Now, you may have, if you're like me, you've got five other ideas that you hadn't implemented yet, and that's okay. You still have them. They're still next year. But pick one project, one goal for the remainder of the year, because then you can focus on that one and say, yes, I accomplished that. That one thing, make sure it's something that will really move you forward in the next 3 months. And so pick one thing, one goal. Let the other ones sit, because they'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, with that one thing you're going to focus on, that one project you need to finish, or that one thing you needed to even start, make sure it is doable and realistic. They talk about goals being smart. Make sure it's specific. You'll know you finished it by the end of the year. That's measurable. Make sure it's attainable, meaning you can do it in the next 3 months. What's the R? Realistic, and T, timely, which means by the end of December. So make sure that one project is smart, that one goal is smart. And I take that and identify 9 milestones that move you to completion by December 31st. So you've got one thing you're going to focus on, one big thing that moves you forward. You want, that's number one. Number two, identify 9 milestones that will get you to complete with that one project by the end of December. And that should be, basically, you look at where you want to be the end of the year with that one project, and you kind of back plan, say, okay, I need to have, 10 more people on my list by next week. I need to have a landing page linked to my product by 2 weeks from now. I need to have, so those kinds of small but definite milestones that help you reach the end of that project by the end of the year. Now, I say 9, still on number 2 here, I say 9 for a specific reason. We only have, if you really are realistic about time, you've got 3 weeks in October left. You've got 3 weeks in November, 3 real productivity weeks. And you've got 3 weeks in December, I call real productivity weeks. I know we say, oh, no, I've got more than that, but don't kid yourself. Be realistic.
Exactly.
No, be realistic. We need to take time for our families or whatever version of family units that we have, because we do need to take time for us, especially at the holiday season. So I figured with 3 weeks each month, that's 9 weeks. So you want to set 9 milestones that are achievable, you know, one each week. So you lay out, you've got your 9 milestones laid out in your calendar. And just eliminate, just forget, you know, forget Thanksgiving week, forget Christmas week in your mind. If you really do get some work done, great, but 9 milestones. Then number 3, get supports in place who will hold you to each of your week's milestones and commitments. You know, accountability partner. Maybe a support will be, well, I'm going to talk about a couple of huge supports that I'm going to have, that I have coming up. But, you know, we have a mastermind session where we're going to focus on planning our, you know, on dealing with our issues, our challenges this year and planning for next year. So, you know, that's the support. A phone, you know, a seminar, a webinar that teaches us something could be a support. So you want to have your supports in place, but primarily an accountability partner who will hold us to our 9 milestones, our 9 commitments. And that can be, you know, clear across the country, clear across the world. It only takes a phone call to kind of report out how we're doing against our commitments. So that number 4 tip is, no later than mid-December, put the first 6 months of 2015 on the calendar. And, you know, if you want to make this recording evergreen, it doesn't matter what year you're listening to this. No later than mid-December of that of the current year, put the first 6 months of next year on your calendar. And you should have next year's calendar available now, I hope, because you're starting to look at your business and look at commitments into the next year already. Heck, I've got things planned for October. I've got things on my calendar for October next year already.
Oh, wow.
So don't wait till the end of the year to start looking at the next year. Put your first 6 months of next year on your calendar by mid-December before you head into the December holiday, whatever holiday it is you celebrate. Then number 5, I'll skip over this. Number 5 is come to terms with yourself. And what I mean by that is do some soul searching about how serious you are about putting in the time, putting in the money, and putting in the energy to succeed by year end. We each, and I'm no different, we each need that extra, I've got to focus on this, or I've got to make those 3 calls I said I was going to make. As we're looking at, and I agree with Charles, this is my favorite time of year. So I love sweater weather. I love jacket weather. And so and I look outside, like today is going to be 70 degrees and just cool enough to really be energetic outside and enjoy maybe a little quick ride on my bike, and it's going to take extra focus, extra concentration to stay here and really get to the commitment that I've made for today or for the end of the week. So you really need to look inside yourself about how serious you are about putting in that time, money, and energy to succeed by the end of the year. You know, we say, well, I can't afford some of the supports that are out there. I can't afford the, you know, the retreat that Sylvia is going to tell you about to help you focus on your next, you know, on your next goal. Work out, or whoever. Doesn't have to be me. Of course, I want it to be, but doesn't have to be me. If you're looking at you need extra coaching with somebody to get past a spiritual issue or a personal issue or a relationship issue, invest in that coach. Invest in that support, or you won't move ahead and you won't move out of the challenge that you're facing with that issue. That all comes back to coming to terms with yourself. And if you don't have money or you don't have time, you know, where are you going to find the money or find the time if you're really serious about being somewhere different in 3 months from where you are right now? I think I'll sneak in one or two more and then in before the end here. So here's a bonus. I said five. Here's a bonus. Number six. I call them compliance issues. Resolve compliance and paperwork and business structure and personal arrangements by the end of the year. You're going to have those. You're going to have down times. Remember, I said you got plan on 3 weeks to be productive each month. So there's plenty of other times, there's plenty of other days outside of the 3 weeks each month that you can do the little things, like make sure your business and your personal property taxes are together. And those, they're late by now, but that's okay. At least you get them done. Look at your donations, your tax deductions, the scheduled dates on the calendar for cleaning out and donating items before the end of the year. The winter's fast approaching. People need your discarded warm clothing. So take a half a day and do some of that kind of work to get some of those clothes out of the house. Look at your business and your personal documents and see what needs to be kind of filled out or finished up that's been sitting on the shelf. Look at your health or other insurances and call Charles to make sure you got your stuff together before the end of the year. I know there's some open season enrollments going on for health plans, and you know, you might have some estate planning issues. Just a lot of those little to-dos that really aren't that little, but you need to squeeze them in a day here or there. Look at them for the end of the year. They aren't directly related to taking your business to the top, per se, but they are in that they occupy your mental space with that, I've got to get to that kind of thought. So that was number six, resolve some of those issues before the end of the year. If you're employed and you intend to stay employed instead of you're trying to get out of it to get your own business, schedule time with your boss, your manager, your team so that you can put in place what you need to for next year so that, again, you are rolling into and you have other people's mindset thinking about being in action before year end so that January 2nd comes along and you all go back to work, you're still in action instead of, oh, how did it all go? And, oh, I guess we need to figure things out now. So that was number seven, put things in place now, schedule time to do that. And I think the last tip I'm going to give is, I mentioned that we have these down times. You know, there are days that we're not going to be able to reach somebody, or there are days that we're just feeling like, I don't really feel like being focused. Schedule one-on-one meetings with at least, and this is between now and December 31st, with at least 3 to 5 people that you've been meaning to meet or renew relationships with. You know, those are things, those are productive things that you could be doing in what we call downtime, and they're huge in terms of still being in action or maybe even finding some new way to be in action for the next year. These are professional and or personal relationships. Downtime, Thanksgiving week, that's a, I mean, my gosh, that Monday and Tuesday, that's plenty of time to meet folks for lunch or breakfast or a dinner and just reestablish a relationship or build a new one. Usually I say Halloween Friday is a good downtime day, but this year Halloween is on Friday, so that's not going to work too well if you're involved in Halloween stuff. The week after Christmas, another great time for meeting with people one-on-one to grow or renew relationships. And I want to make sure you don't do anything on December 31st, because December 31st this year, or the last business day of any other year, is No Interruptions Day. That's a holiday I created years ago. You can find it in the library and on Chase's calendar of events. And that is the last business day of the year, No Interruptions Day. Focus and close out the year before heading into New Year's celebrations on that day. So you don't want to meet people that day. You want to really focus and stay inside in your office to close out the year. So those are my, I lost track of how many tips now. Those are my
you have a lot of tips, Sylvia.
Well, you know, I'm all I get into all content, and then I forget to get motivating, but oh well, that's okay. You guys do enough motivating to cover my ass.
Okay, now Sylvia, I love that No Interruptions Day. Everybody on the call, wasn't that profound? I need one of those No Interruptions Day. I loved it. Loved it. I'm going to definitely do that. Absolutely. Oh, I love that. So, Sylvia, run through a quick recap of all your tips.
Oh, my. Okay, thank goodness I took notes.
Okay, everybody, listen up. If you didn't get these, make sure you write them down quickly now when she's going to do this recap. Okay, go ahead, Sylvia.
Yeah, because I'm not going to explain each one.
Okay, no, just say them.
Okay, number one was pick a project or a goal for the remainder of the year. Just one. Make sure it moves you forward. Number two, identify 9 milestones between now and December 31st for completing that one project or that one goal. Number three was get supports in place to help you stay accountable and to help you move forward with your 9 milestones.
That's important too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Number four, no later than mid-December, put the first 6 months of the next year on your calendar and make sure you have next year's calendar now. Okay, yes, it's hard not to go into detail again. Number five, come to terms with yourself and decide how serious you are about putting in the time, the money, and the energy to do what you need to do to reach those 9 milestones and succeed by the end of the year. Get rid of that I can't afford or I don't have time. Find money and time for those supports. Number six was resolve the compliance, paperwork, business structure, personal arrangements kinds of issues by the end of the year to get them off of your mind. Number seven was if you're employed, schedule time with your boss, your team, to put it in place this year, what you need to be in action for next year. And I think number nine, I guess, is what it was. Number nine is schedule one-on-one breakfast, lunches, coffees, dinners, doesn't matter. Schedule one-on-one time with at least 3 to 5 people between now and the end of the year that you've been meaning to meet or renew relationships with. And that can be professional or personal during downtime. Forward. It's like Thanksgiving week after Christmas, that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Now, I'm not going to go through all these, but one of the ones that speak to my spirit, and when you said it, I was just like, oof, that is amazing. Actually, two of them, but the one that speaks to my spirit, and people can't believe that I actually have the time to do this, is to schedule those one-on-one times.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually do. I actually go spend time with folks. I go to Panera Bread, and I go to different places, and people on the call, you guys know, some of you, I will make the time to do that because I believe that is so very important. You never should be so busy that you cannot spend time with folks that you are connected with. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Sylvia, you have to make that time.
Yeah.
And I love doing that. I mean, some days I'm like really crazy and I can't, but I will just say, hey, look, let's get on the calendar. Let's put it out, even if it's 2 or 3 weeks out. But we do it and we get it done. And I just think that that really keeps you connected with folks. So that's an excellent one, Sylvia. And I know you're very busy, but, you know, me and you have actually had time that we go out and spend time and, you know, just catch up and, you know, bounce ideas off of each other, because that's what it's all about. You got to build relationships, because these relationships become friendships. And I consider Sylvia a friend.
Yep.
That I can pick up the phone like, oh my gosh, Sylvia, I got a problem. Can you help? So these are the types of things you must do. And I love what you said about making sure that you get support. You have to have a support system. You have to be able to do that, picking up the phone and calling people like, oh my gosh, can you help me on this problem? Can you help me on this? Can I help you on something? That's very important, and it keeps you focused on your goal. So, Sylvia, that one was powerful as well. Now, all these tips that you have given us, do you practice these tips?
Yep, and the irony is, because I do what I do and I help other people get their ideas implemented, sometimes when I'm sitting here thinking, oh, man, I don't want to do, I go, oh, crap, how can I look at somebody in their eye? How can I be ethical and in sync with myself if I don't do what I'm telling other people to do? So
exactly.
It's all fun. Yeah, I do.
Yep. Exactly. You have to practice what you preach. I mean, you do. I mean, me and Charles are on the phone telling you guys, you got to say these affirmations.
Yep.
And you know what? We say them. Every time I speak, I say a prayer. For those of you who've been in some of my trainings, y'all know me and Charles, we always try to pray. And then we say our affirmations together, and then we say them to the group. So we do it a double time. We say those affirmations because it really does change the atmosphere. So we do have to practice what we preach.
Yep.
So Sylvia, I love these tips that you have given us. I know that if we implement these simple strategies, that we are going to definitely make sure that we are at the top by the end of this year.
Yeah, I got to squeeze in my one support that I've got to give a shout-out for.
Uh-huh.
Because that is, you know, if you want to be in fast action right now, in just 2 weeks, October 25th, I will be doing my Idea Success Summit Intensive retreat. It will only be Friday to Saturday instead of 3 days, because people are really having challenges making it 3 days. But we will be in intense focus on, I want a maximum of 8 people. There's 2 seats left to come. And if you really want to work on and invest a little bit into making sure you are finishing what you need to finish the end of the year and move into next year, I will be guiding you through my impact process to have you do that, and we will be working on each other's businesses throughout that Friday and Saturday. So you want to go to ideasuccesssummit.com to read more about it and sign up. If you really want to work on, in just, you know, a couple of days, what might take you a week to work on outside of it, be right here in good old Alney, Maryland at the Norbeck Country Club. We'll be sequestered in there.
Mm-hmm.
And for callers, listeners, you want to use coupon code SUMMIT2014. That's SUMMIT 2014. SUMMIT2014 for $100 off of the investment.
Awesome. Well, that is awesome. Well, you jumped the gun on me. I was just getting ready to say, you got anything coming up? So you guys, make sure if you're really serious about going to the top and really finishing some of those ideas that have been in your head and you can't get them out, make sure that you take Sylvia up on this awesome offer and be part of her intensive retreat. All right, Lady Sylvia, thank you so much, my dear, for being on the call with us. We enjoyed you as usual. You're phenomenal.
Oh, you guys rock.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, like we said, Sylvia is amazing. She's phenomenal. We absolutely adore this woman, and she gave us some great tips to today. Make sure that if you didn't get them all, I'm going to try to put them out inside the event feed. So be on the lookout because I'll try to put those out in a few minutes. Now, two quick announcements before I let you guys go. For our elite members that are on the call, EPNET elite members, we are excited. We're going to have our first elite member-only retreat this week, Friday and Saturday. I know a lot of you have already told me that you're coming, but if you haven't, let me know. Make sure that you send me an email to let me know that you will be in attendance. We're pleased that you're able to come with us and enjoy our secret location that we're going to be having our retreat at, so we're excited. And finally, you guys know the EPNET Legacy Awards Ball is coming up October 25th at 7 p.m. The last early bird pricing is over. So we said it October 4th. That was the last day to get early bird pricing. However, listen up. For everyone who's on the top level Monday motivational call, if you type in the word top level in the promotional code box, you will get a discount. I think it's like $20 off. So make sure that you keep that word out. I'll try to keep that up for a little while longer for you guys because we appreciate you guys jumping on every Monday with us and being part of our call. So if you type the word top level in the promotional code box, we'll keep that up probably for another week or so. So make sure you get your tickets and type that word in, and you'll get a discount. So we appreciate you, and that's our way of saying thank you for being part of these calls since January when we started. We're now in October. We're still going strong with these top-level Monday motivational calls.
Consistent.
All right, so thanks, everybody. We appreciate you. I know we ran a little bit over today, but we appreciate you guys hanging in there with us. And see, that's why I tell everybody, stay to the end of the call because we always throw something out there that, you know, a lot of people miss because they jump off kind of early. So, again, make sure you type in top level in the promotional code box, and you will get that discount. Charles, you got any parting words? Wasn't Sylvia phenomenal?
She was phenomenal. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And everything we really expected from her today, really, 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 really liked the part where she said, you know what, people need to get with Charles about the insurance. I like that part.
We love Sylvia.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we actually have done that. As far as building those relationships, gotten together with Sister Sylvia and met with some other people and made time for that one-on-one time, make sure you do it and follow everything she gave you today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to put this out real quick. See, here's another thing. See, you got to stay to the end of the call. For some of you, I know we have said forever we're going to try to get together. Those of you on the call who have not had a chance to do a one-on-one with me, just hang out, go to coffee, go to Panera Bread, whatever, inbox me on Facebook, or some of you have my cell phone, text me, and let's get on the calendar before the end of this year. I put this out to you guys today. If you have not had a chance to hang out with me, do a one-on-one, even if some of you who have, like I know I haven't done one in a while with Sylvia, I haven't done one in a while with Felicia, I know me and Melanie haven't done one in a while. All of you guys, if I have not done a one-on-one with you in a while, make sure you send me an inbox message. I'm going to go ahead and schedule some out between now and the end of the year. Now, y'all know the rest of October is crazy for me because of the dinner. But after October 26th, after October 26th, let's make sure we get something on the calendar before December. So I'll be looking out for your inbox messages. And same with Charles. Charles, you want to put that out for folks too?
Okay, sure. No problem at all. Whether they want to get with you, myself, or both of us together, it's fine too.
Absolutely. So you guys have our stuff on Facebook, inbox us or text us, and we'll definitely get it on the calendar. If you need help on your business, if you want to figure out a way to partner with us on something, whatever it is, inbox us. We're accessible to you, guys. We appreciate you guys, and we're here for you. We're not just saying that. We mean it. So I'm excited about that because I really think that is something, just like Sylvia said, you got to make the time to do that with folks. You got to sit down, talk to folks, meet one-on-one. All this Skyping stuff and all this video conferencing crap, I'm a in-person person. I like to meet you and talk to you so I can hug your neck. And that's who I am, and y'all know that's who I am, and Charles is the same way. So we are here for you all. All right, guys, once again, we thank you for joining us on this important call today. Remember, we are EPNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line one relationship at a time. Have an awesome, blessed week, And thank you guys so much for being on the call. And make sure that you put those tips into practice that Sylvia gave us today. They're awesome tips, and they're going to help you get your business going to the top. We appreciate you guys.
Have a blessed week.
Take care.